Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 24, 2022. Acquire a new mind. Prior to the restriction there was he is one and his name one, and the mind cannot attain him. Balha Sulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Chapter 2, Item 5. Desire is created by the light opposite to it and is filled with it. We practically cannot understand this state. It is called the world of infinity. It is written, He is one and His name one. He is the light, and His name is the state of desire. Initially, they were one, there was no difference between them. Question: Why is it written that the mind cannot attain Him? Then why write about it if the mind does not attain? Answer: Because there are other opportunities to bring this state closer to oneself and somehow evaluate it, realize it, measure it, and feel it. But not in the mind. Our mind is a very limited dual because it is a desire. We must rise to a state where we become above our desire, where together with desire we will have intentions with which we can change desires to become similar to the light. Then, by comparing the desire and the light of the Creator once we come to equivalence, we will be able to evaluate, feel, and even measure their coincidence. Question: It is said, the mind is a consequence of desire. If the desire is egoistic, then the mind obviously serves it. Do you say that there also is an opportunity to rise above desire and there we will have some new mind? Answer: Yes. It is called faith above reason. The quality that we acquire is the quality of bestowal. Within it we can feel the quality of the Creator by rising above ourselves. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, October 2, 2022. See the whole picture of the world. Question: It is very difficult for a person to predict any changes in himself and in the world even if he makes an effort. And as for society, this picture is generally blurred. Why are changes and their consequences unpredictable and hidden from us? Answer: They are not hidden. We simply do not see the whole picture of the world. But if we wanted to, we would see it with all its changes and even influence them by ourselves. Question: In principle, is it possible for a person to feel the whole picture of the world, know the laws by which it operates, perform actions, and see how everything is changing? Answer: Yes. This must be learned. It is possible. Question: Generally, can there be life without a change? Does such a state exist in nature? Answer: No. Then it would not be life and not even death. Death is one of the states of life. Perpetual motion. Question: Can there be reverse movement? Answer: In any direction. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. The end of egoistic development. Our world has come to its egoistic end today. We have revealed that all of it is a closed system. Once we thought that we could do everything, produce, achieve, expand, and conquer. Suddenly, it turns out that we are alone in the universe, we have nowhere to fly. The Earth is a closed, very limited system. Humanity is limited in its consumption and there is nowhere else for it to develop. There is not much to accumulate because it is not going anywhere anyway and everything is pretty small and enclosed. Here, we are faced with the end, the final egoistic development we are in now. The next stage is, that from the increasing pressure that we will experience and from the crisis of the end of egoistic development, we must reach the next level. The next level is completely different, the level of nature opposite to us. The level of bestowal. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Victory is a sign of defeat, August 2, 2013. When the critical point disappears. Comment: A person can try to justify the Creator to a certain extent until he reaches a critical point. my response, at each stage there is this critical point, and then it is gone. All people and all objects become absolutely equal for you because through them you connect with the Creator and feel only His presence in everything. At the same time, all people become equally close to you, like parts of your body. Question: but what if you look at the example of a mother who seems to be able to justify everything, and then when something dangerous occurs with her child, her animalistic protection program turns on? Answer: this meanwhile is still an egoistic state, incomplete bestowal and incomplete correction. It is obvious that we are at such stages. And at the end of correction there will be nothing that you will not sacrifice from yourself because nothing will remain of you. Everything is yours. The whole still, vegetative, animate, and human system, everything that you can only feel is your soul. There is nothing here that is not your closest parts, and you treat them with a feeling of deep, absolute love. In them you are contacting the Creator. There will be absolutely no stages. All of a sudden, or something happens. Indeed, you rise above all this. From CabTVs I got a call. It is impossible to justify the Creator. August 7, 2013. If you unite. Question: you once said, if you unite, I will be able to explain more. Do you own the information and you need a formed desire toward which you give this information? Answer: we need desires that will be at the level of what I want to explain. If there are no such desires, then the explanation will not work. Let's say you are sitting in front of a group of students. They ask you some questions, and at the level of these questions, you have to explain everything to them. You can't give them an answer a few courses higher. They won't understand it and it will only confuse them. Therefore everything goes only according to the plan that my students dictate to me. Sometimes I get a little ahead of events in order to prepare them for the next degrees. Question: if an external person listens to the information that you give us, and which is clear to us, will he somehow understand or will he not hear it at all? Answer: he will think that I am saying something completely incomprehensible, philosophical, psychological, and generally abstract from our world. But there are people, many people in the world, who are familiar with this information although they are not in it. Even the same Hasidim, although they do not attain what is written in their books, they know it. And so if they hear me, they will say, yes, he says what is written in our books. After all, the founders of Hasidism were great Kabbalists. From CabTVs I got a call. Hidden information. August 6, 2013. The world will be corrected through a woman. In the news, CNBC, of the estimated 828 million people globally who were affected by hunger in 2021, around 3 in 5, 59%, were women, according to a report released earlier this month by humanitarian organization CARE. That's equivalent to 150 million more women facing food insecurity than men. And the gap is widening. According to the UN's 2022 The State of Food Security and Nutrition in the World report, women have poorer food security than men in every region in the world. That disparity is especially pronounced in developing countries and specifically in the global south. Women are very heavily socialized to pull that burden on themselves. And everyone around them is socialized to assume that they will, Janok said. Indeed, even when both men and women are technically food insecure, women still tend to bear the bigger burden. In Somalia, for example, men reported eating smaller meals while women reported skipping meals altogether. Comment: in many places in the world women eat last and eat least. You keep giving the example of a woman and a child as an example of bestowal in our world. Could you say a little about a woman in this perspective? My response: responsibility. After all, a woman feels her family, her children, her husband, and all her surrounding space. For her, this is herself. Therefore the Torah says, a woman is a house. Question, are these not the greatest qualities for our world? Answer, of course. Question, why can we not give the reins of power and everything else to a woman? Answer, no, she cannot do that. But when a man does everything for her sake, then it will be good because we have to create such conditions for a woman, with the help of which the world will actually be corrected. Question, that is, will the world be corrected through a woman? Answer, yes. This is true. Question, why does a woman have all these qualities? Is it because she can give birth? Answer, because she can give birth. Because she feels nature through herself, through the heart, through the uterus. That is what is written in the Bible. Abraham was told straight away, listen to what Sarah tells you. This is not simple. Question, can we see this as a piece of advice that you need to listen to what a woman tells you? Answer, this was the Creator's instruction to Abraham. Comment, is this mainly about the natural wisdom of a woman? My response, yes, precisely about natural wisdom. Not an artificial one, like in a man. Question, do you perceive nature as female? Answer, in general, yes. A man is made for correction to the extent that he can earn the quality of correction, the power of correction. A woman, however, on her own is already inside nature. Question, does it mean that if we listened to a woman, if we treated a woman correctly and worked for her, there would be no wars, suffering, or troubles? Answer, in general, of course. Question, is it possible to lock everything on a woman? Answer, it depends on how to turn it. But in general, yes. If we listened to a woman, then of course there would be more order in the world. This is clear to everyone. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 1, 2022.